Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Peches and Meseches Nedarim. I don't have the tally with me what daf number we're up to in Shas. I'm zochet to learn this with you now in the old city of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, overlooking the Kotel Maravi, where often we're able to learn the daf together. Our daf is going to be based on the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, in the context of a neder, v'shama avia es nidra v'esra asher asa nafsha, v'hechurish lo avia, that if a father hears a neder, he could affirm the neder, v'kamu kon nidareha, or the father can revoke it, v'mheini avia osa, the father can revoke it. The same applies if a woman makes a neder, when she's already married, in Pasuk Yud Beis, v'shama isha v'hechurish lo, Lo heini osa, the common kol nedarel. If the husband is silent, so then in such a case, then the neder lasts. We're going to focus on pasuk yigimel. Vim hafer yafer oisam isha biyoyim shamoy. If on the day he hears it, he is mayfair, he revokes it. Our first mission on the bottom of Pezayim Abayz is going to discuss what happens if he's not aware that he's supposed to be mayfair, and therefore he is not mayfair on the day that it was said. He was aware of it. Normally the halacha is, if the day passes, he heard it, and he's not mayfair, then he can no longer revoke the neder. What happens if he doesn't know he has the ability to be mayfair, and then when he hears about it, he's mayfair? Then on the Mishnah on Peches, Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about someone who is madir hana from his son-in-law. Sounds familiar? We have that story even with Rabbi Akiva and Kalba Savua, a father-in-law who's madir from his son-in-law, and the implications of the halachos of giving one's daughter belongings when she is already connected to a man, which will get involved with the Gemara, to the sugya of Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Pezayin Amabay, 7 lines from the bottom. Yodea Anishi Yesh Nadarim. If a person says that I know that my wife made a neder, but I didn't know, and that there is a concept of neder in the Torah, but I didn't know that I could be mayfair. Yafir. So then the halacha is, whenever he realizes that he can be mayfair, even if it's more than a day after he heard it, he could be mayfair. Yodeh ajni sheyesh mayfirin. He says that he knows that of the concept of afara. Aval eini yodeh sheyesh anodar. But I didn't know that my wife made a neder. Rabbi Meir Amar lo yafer. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the fact that he wasn't aware of what type of neder this is, the fact that he wasn't aware that there was a neder, we're going to discuss in a moment what exactly wasn't he aware about for the neder, it makes him a posheya, explains the Mefarish. And since he is posheya, the fact that he wasn't fully aware of the neder makes him negligent, and once he's negligent, then the halacha is he can no longer be mayfair a day later. According to the Mefarish, we said that the husband was not aware that his wife made a neder. According to most Mefarshim, it doesn't mean that he wasn't aware that there was a neder that was made at all, but rather he was not aware. One of two possibilities. According to the Mefarish, he was not aware that this was a neder gomur. It's a little bit unclear what the neder gomur, according to the Mefarish, is. While according to the Ran, it means that he wasn't aware that this is one of the nedarim that a baal could be mayfair on. What the Ran is referring to is the idea that we learned in a previous daf, in towards the beginning of Perek Ve'elu Nedarim, that a neder of inui nefesh a baal could be made for on, but according to many opinions, one that is not inui nefesh, not all instances can a baal be made for. So, what happens if he says yodeh ani sheish mefirin aval eini yodeh shezeh neder? Remeir amar lo yafer. Remeir says, in according to the Mefarish's explanation, he's a posheya. He should have known that his wife had taken a neder gomur. According to the Ran, seems to be more of a gzeres hakosuv that it still qualifies as biyom shamo, even if he didn't know the detail that this wasn't a neder of inui nefesh. The chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir, in any way that it's not clear to him, he's not considered a poshe, explains the Mefarish. And according to the Ran, the Chachamim disagree with this Gzeres HaKosev, because it is not called a Yediya if he wasn't aware of a Neder of Inui Nefesh. In other words, that he wasn't aware that the Neder that was made was a Neder of Inui Nefesh. Our Gemara is going to analyze another machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. To crunch, Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah said that if you had a Miktsas Yediya, that if there was a Yediya of a Neder, then that is going to be enough to be considered B'yoyim Shamay. And later on, even if he has a full Yediya, once he had a Miktsas Yediya, that's going to be the day in which he heard the Neder, while the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that Miktsas Yediya is not considered a Yediya. Therefore, the day that he heard only part of the story, that he didn't know that entirely that a Neder was made, so then in such a case, it's not considered the Yom Shamo, and then you could be Mefer later on. That Machlokis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, the Gemara is going to ask, could be boiled down to an issue of how you look at Miktsas Yediya. When it comes to someone who kills Bishogeg, so there he goes to Nari Miklat. How we understand an interesting word in the Pasuk, Ra'os, or adding another word, below Ra'os, that who's someone who kills without seeing. What is the Torah coming to do when it emphasizes someone who didn't see? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, the Gemara is going to ask, that the way in which we understand the Pasuk is below Ra'os is L'Rabos es HaSuma. It's coming to include a Suma. Let's take a look at the Gemara, that ultimately the Gemara is going to ask that Rabbi Meir is going to be Soser himself. Rabbi Meir, who says a Miktsas Yediya is considered a Yediya, over here, when it comes to Shogeg, here, Rabbi Meir seems to assume the opposite. The Gemara's Raya is a little bit complicated. Let's go. Ureminu, three lines from the bottom, on page Zayin, on page Beloi Ra'ois, Prat L'Suma, it comes to exclude a Suma. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. First, we're going to actually explain Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Oimer L'Rabo, says HaSuma, that a Suma who kills Bishogeg is going to also go to Ari Miklat. The Mefaresh, five lines from the top, on page Ches Amid Aleph, explains to us what the Svara of Rabbi Meir is, to understand that below Ra'os is coming to include a Suma, says the Mefarish, Shegoyle, that he goes to Golos. Daha eina Ro'eh, because the Suma didn't see. Vahainu de Yitzrach Kra, and the Pasuk is coming to include him, L'ribuye. Mishu below Ra'os, below Riyas Ayin, he did not see. Now, it's true that the Suma didn't see. However, the Suma has already a Miktsas Yediya, because the Suma has honed his other senses to know that there's someone else that's there. In fact, the Mefarish explains, three lines from the bottom on Pezayin Amibes, Buvnisa Deliba Talya, for a Suma, it's his intuition of his heart. Derov sumin mevinim lekol avara mehechin yotze, says the Ran, two lines from the bottom of Pezayin and Mebeis. He hears the sounds of people. Va'osa ktsas yediya, and that is ktsas yediya. Says Rabbi Meir, even though he has miktsas yediya, nevertheless, that's not considered a full yediya. Back into the Mefarish that we had explaining Rabbi Meir, five lines into the narrow on Peches Amid Aleph, V'neima, and we will say, Dahol Miktsas Yediya La Bechlal Yediya, since a Miktsas Yediya is not considered a full Yediya, Lo Yeh Gala, he should not go to Golos. Lahachi Itzrich Lan Ribuye Dikra, and that's what we need the Pasuk for, L'chaivo Golos, to tell him that he goes to Golos. In other words, without the Pasuk, we would not consider the Suma as having any Yediya. So why does the Pasuk say below Ra'os, according to Rabbi Meir? L'Rabo says HaSuma. It's coming to include a Suma. In contrast, explains the Mefarish, Bidas Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Miktsas Yediya is considered a Yediya. And therefore, the Suma is someone who is aware. If the Summa is someone who is aware and simply didn't see, so then the Summa is no different than anybody else. If he's no different than anybody else who can see and didn't see, so why does the Pasuk emphasize below Ra'os? Prat l'Summa. It's coming to tell us that a Summa is not in the Parsha of Ari Miklat. Explains the Mefarish. 8 lines into the narrow on Peches Amin Aleph. V'kasha de Rabbi Meir Meir. It's a stira between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Meir, the stira is Masis and Kamer Rabbi Meir Mixis Yediyah B'chlau Yediyah V'lo Yefer. Rabbi Meir said Mixis Yediyah is considered like a Yediyah. V'acha Kamer Lo Amin Mixis Yediyah B'chlau Yediyah. And here we say, we don't view Mixis Yediyah as being included in Yediyah. So the stira is that Rabbi Meir doesn't consider the Summa as a Yodea, because Mixis Yediyah is Lo B'chlau Yediyah, and Rabbi Yehuda, who the Mefarish and the Ran point out, parallel generally the Shita as Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. He says Mixis Yediyah is B'chlau Yediyah when it comes to Summa, yet when it comes to our Sugya, the Mixas Yediyah of the Yom Shamo is not significant, and therefore when he hears about the other Mixas, for example, according to the Ran, he finds out it was a Neder of Inui Nefesh, he could be Mefer at that time. That's called B'Yom Shamo. So it's a Stira. Answers the Gemara in the top Peches Amid Aleph. Omar Rava, Hachamin Yonah Dikra, Hachamin Yonah Dikra. Each one is arguing about how to read the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Gabi, Reitseach, Ksiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to Reitseach, it says, V'asher Yovo Yesre Eyu B'Yar, Kol Dovar Miyar Liyar. Anything that comes into a forest and kill someone by mistake. Kol davar miya'al liya'ar. Anything that goes up into a forest. Vesuma, nami bar miya'al liya'arhu. And a suma could also go into a forest. Now, this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That this is what we learn from the pasuk, and a suma is already included as someone who is miya'al liya'ar. V'yamrit below ros l'rabo says a suma. And if Rabbi Yehuda would learn that below Rose is coming to include the Summa, Miyar Nafkale. He doesn't need that Pasuk. El Shema Mina, he understands below Rose Prat L'Summa. It has nothing to do with Mixas Yediyah. Mixas Yediyah, we have Rabbi Yehuda as being of the opinion, like the Chachamim, that Mixas Yediyah is not a Yediyah. Aye, why do you read the Pasuk below Rose Prat L'Summa? That's because it can't be Marbel Asuma. Because already the Pasuk Vasha Yova Israel Biyar called over Miyaliyar is Marbe. Elishmamina Bloros Prat Lasuma. And Rabbi Meir Shita, that Rabbi Meir learns that Bloros is Larabo Sesasuma. Rabbi Meir Savar Ksib Bivli Das. It says in the Pasuk they did it without knowledge. Called the Bar Meida. Whoever is considered a Bar Meida, someone who's subject to knowledge. V'suma la Bar Meida hu. And Rabbi Meir holds that a Suma is not considered a Bar Meida hu. The Mefarish explains, the last narrow line, that when a rock is thrown, a person who's able to see is a Bar Meida. He's aware that a rock has been thrown. However, someone who does not see is not a Bar Meida. Continues the Gemara's analysis in Rabbi Meir. V'yamrit below Ros Prat L'Summa. And if you're going to say below Ros is coming to sell, tell you exclude Summa. Mibli Das Nafkalit. We learn out from Bli Das. Ela Shema Mina Beloi Rois L'Rabbi says HaSumma. But rather below Ros is coming to be Marbe the Summa. And therefore, our Drasha that we had mentioned of below Ros has nothing to do with Mixas Yediyah not. But rather has to do with other psukim that Reb Meir and Yehuda read. Now, we talked about the favorite topic of Jewish comedians. The new Mishnah deals with son-in-laws, father-in-laws. We'll see if we'll even get to the Madrega of mother-in-laws. Let's Bezer Hashem begin the Mishnah. Hamadir hano, some have the girsa lichasanai. If a father-in-law takes a neder that he's not going to give hana to his son-in-law, hamadir hana mechasano or lichasano. This is a phenomenon that we have, unfortunately, too often, a disagreement between father-in-law and son-in-law, and the father-in-law makes this neder. V'hu rotze lasis l'bitamos, but he wants to give his daughter money. Of course, we have the case of Kalba Savua, who swore off that Rabbi Akiva, his son-in-law, who was an Amma Aretz when he started out, shouldn't have enough from them. But here, he didn't want to even give his daughter. In our Mishnah, the father wants to give his daughter. So the Mishnah gives us the following suggestion. Aymerla, he says to her, I give you the money as a gift, on the condition that your husband is not going to have any rights to it. What I am giving you, over here the word Ella is, the only thing that I'm giving you are the things that you could eat. As the Gemara will elaborate on in a moment, when it comes to other possessions, so presumably, we'll see that it's a little bit more complicated in the sense that not everybody might agree with this, but presumably all the things that a woman is zoche in is going to go to her husband. And therefore, if it's not those things that she's going to be eating, then he's actually giving hana to the husband, because whatever the woman gets belongs directly to the husband. The Gemara will flesh out a little bit more the different opinions in terms of the Yad Isha and the Yad Baal in a moment. Amar Rav, comments on our Mishnah, Lo Yishanu El Do Amar La Masha'at Noisas V'Nosanus Beficha. This Mishnah is, of course, correct, only if he says, At Nosas V'Nosanus Beficha, what you put in your mouth. Avla Amar Masha'at Tirtzi Asi Knei Koni Yason Bab. But if he says whatever you want, so then in such a case, the Baal will be Kone. And in such an instance, we're going to have a problem of the father-in-law giving Hana to his son-in-law where he took a neder that he wasn't going to. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel disagrees. Afilu Amar Mashetirtzi Asi Lo Kone Yason Baal. Shmuel says that a stipulation could be made in which he says whichever you want will be yours. Mashatirtsi asi, whatever you want will be done, and the tnai would be kayim, and the baal is not kona. Maskifla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says this issue that Rav and Shmuel had raised is already discussed by the tanoim. Kiman ozlo shmaitza de Rav. Who does Rav's opinion go according to? Going on to Pechesam Abeis, ki Rabbi Meir, diya omar yad isha ki yad bailo. And that's exactly how we had explained the Mishnah, that Yad Isha is Kiyad Baila, and therefore Rav's opinion actually makes a lot of sense, and that is that the father cannot give his daughter something that the Baal will not be able to have access to. Hence, Rav says, the only thing I will apply to is what she eats. However, as the Gemara seems to infer, Shmuel does not seem to be going with the Shita of Rav, Meir. Uriminu asks the Gemara, Kasha, Ketzad Mishtatvin. We learn in a Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. How do you make Shitufei Mavos? Short introduction. And we learned in Maseches Erevin that when there are different Rishuyos, there are different properties. Even if they're in an area that called a Rishus Hayachid, Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana that you can't carry from one rishus to another, or two different batim, to be more precise in our language, two different houses, you can't carry, if there's one from carrying from one house to the next, within a chatzer, unless you make a ruve chatzeros. Similarly, the only way you could carry between muvos is if you make a shitufei muvos. Says the Mishnah in Erevin, Ketzem ishtatim ben mavui. How do you make shitufei mivos? Meniach es hachavis. This appears in Erevin Ayin Gimel. You put a barrel down. V'omer areze l'chol b'nei ha-mavui. You say that we're now all one shared property in the mavui. Shalom Melech probably made the takana to create shalom and Shabbos that we're all one b'mishbacha. U'mezake lehen al yidei avadoi v'shivchasai ha-ivrim. You do the process of kinyan by giving it to your Eved or your Shifcha, that they should, who are Jewish, that they should be zokah on everybody else's behalf. Validei b'no b'to g'dolim, as well as through your son and your daughters. Validei yishto. And also your wife could be zokah on behalf of everybody else. Asks the Gemara, v'yamrit kanis yason b'ayla, that anything a woman is kone, goes automatically to the husband, saying, how could a woman be kone from her husband on behalf of everybody else, to be mezakeh everybody else? At the end of the day, you can't be mezakeh everybody else. Erev lo nafik rishus say the baal. The erev will not go out of the rishus of the baal. We ask on Rebbe Meir. Yet, the Mishnah Erevin says that the woman can be zelcha. Is mashma that we don't say yad isha ki yad baila, like Rebbe Meir had suggested above. En fit eile gigimore omer rova. I forgot the Omar Rebbe Meir yad isha ki yad baila. Even though we say that in general the hand of a woman is considered like the hand of her husband, moide Rebbe Meir li'inyin shituf. Rebbe Meir is moide when it comes to shituf and nivos. The kima and the lezakos la'achirim hu. Miyad baila zachya. The husband implicitly is saying that he wants the wife to be zocha on everybody's behalf. So normally, the husband has all the rights to take everything that goes into his wife's hand. If he implicitly or explicitly conveys that he wants the wife to be kona on behalf of everybody else, then that would be acceptable. The Gemara is unrelenting. Eisvei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina asked another question l'Ravashi. Elu shezachin lehen al yidei bino ubito agdolim va'avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim. Ve'elu she'ein zachin lehen. Who could be zochin the shitufei mivos? The children and the Jewish servants or Jewish slaves. Ve'elu she'ein zachin lehen. And who can't? Al yidei bino ubito agdolim va'avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim v'ishto. It's not true. It's not true that Rabbi Meir would be of the opinion that if you hold yad isha ki yad baila, that a woman could be zocha on somebody else's behalf for an Erev. Because there's another brisa that says that a woman can't do it. What would the logic of that brisa be? The logic of that brisa would be that a woman's hand is kiyad baila. So your teretz rava, that's how the Ran explains the question, your teretz rava is not a correct yisod to say that everybody who holds a yad Isha's kiyad baila, she, in an implicit or explicit case where the husband wants her to be kona, would be. There's another opinion who disagrees with that Stam Mishnah, who holds a woman can't. Why? The only reason why I would say that the woman can't is because yad Isha is kiyad baila. Elam Ravashi. Rather, Ravashi answered, Masnisin b'shiyesh l'chotzor ba'osamavu yaskinon. Where our Mishnah is talking about, where the woman has a chotzer, an independent chatzer that was hers from before marriage, let's say, no connection to the husband in that mavli. Then, demigu de zachya lenafsha zachya lachrina. In such a case, then the woman has her own independent hand because she needs to be zocha for her own chatzer. Once she's zocha for her own chatzer, so then that we have a cloud that appears in Bar Mitzvah on Daf Tes on the Beis, a fascinating cloud. Migu de zachya lenafsha, zachya lachrina. Once a person is being zocha for themselves, then even if normally, adds our Gemara, they would not be able to do the kinyan, but once you're zocha for yourself, you can join other people along, and in this case, therefore the woman will be able to join her kinyan of Eruv to others, and be mezakeh there for others, even though normally, we would say yad isha ki yad baila, and she doesn't have her own independent schus. This Bezer Hashem concludes the pshat, the Gemara daf peches in Nedarim. May we continue to grow maila b'maila in Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim.